in the band. On your feet, clap your hands. Now we're gonna have our say. There's a girl, happy day, yeah. Ain't happy in the chain. Girl can be anything. Let me give some good advice. It's another girl, now get it right.
My name is National Sales Director Tammy Craik, and I am so excited to be the first one to welcome you to the wonderful world of Mary Kay. And chances are, if you're listening to this CD, you are a brand new consultant, so you probably have begun to think pink, just like the song said. But I am just so excited to be one of the very first to welcome you on board to this incredible opportunity and the awesome Mary Kay family. The purpose of this CD is to give you a roadmap to follow in getting your new business off the ground. This is a very simple business if you keep it simple, so I will be giving you some suggestions that have proven to be very helpful to the thousands of consultants that I've been able to educate over the past several years. There are four basic steps to getting started and for you to focus on, and so we will be covering all four of those on this CD. However, before I begin explaining those four steps, I do want to share with you just a little bit about my personal journey in Mary Kay in hopes that it will empower you and inspire you as you begin your own journey. The first thing that I want you to know is that Mary Kay does work if you work. You know, when I first came into Mary Kay, I had those people who I now call vision vandals and goal gobblers who tried to discourage me from starting my business. And boy, I look back now and think, what if I had allowed them to burst my bubble and if I had taken their advice instead of taking the advice of my Mary Kay sales director and the other women that were mentoring me. And I just want to encourage you to only take advice from people who you would like to trade places with. A dear friend of mine, Rena Tarbett, who is also a national sales director with Mary Kay, told me that several years ago, and it's the best advice, the best life advice I've ever been given. Think about that. Take advice from this point forward only from people who you would like to trade places with. And don't listen to the people who may try to discourage you, no matter if they're close friends and family, because you need to stop and ask yourself, how much do they really, really know about Mary Kay? But I do promise you, as I said, Mary Kay works if you work the business. So let's get started by letting me share with you a little bit about my personal journey. I came into Mary Kay in 1994 as a stay-at-home mom. I'd been a stay-at-home mom for about 8 years, and I loved that. I loved being able to be home with my children. I had a 3-year-old son and an 8-year-old daughter at the time, and although I loved being home with them, I also had a need just for something fun to look forward to, something fun to focus on for myself. I was just going a little bit nutsy, being home and cleaning all the time and not really having anything really, really that fired me up and made me feel awarded or rewarded on a personal level. So I went looking for something that could fulfill those needs, and I won't bore you with the whole story, but someday you'll be able to hear that, I'm sure. I just kind of stumbled onto Mary Kay, and I'll be honest with you, when I first started, I purchased my starter kit, and I was nervous. You know, I think we always are when we start any new job, but what you have to remember is as long as you are teachable and trainable, you can learn anything. And because this business is very simple, Mary Kay, I think, is one of the very best career opportunities a woman could choose for lots of different reasons. But when I got started, I was very nervous, and that calmed down. My nerves calmed down quite quickly after I had come or attended my first new consultant training classes. And that's what the purpose of this CD is. So I promise you, when you finish listening to this, you're going to feel a whole lot better. But even coming in nervous, I made a decision that I was going to be teachable and trainable, and that the people who were helping me and mentoring me and educating me, they were successful. They were already successful in Mary Kay. And I thought, you know, as long as I do what they did and what they share with me, I should be able to be successful too. And that's exactly what happened. I started with the four steps that I'm going to be giving you today. And I want you to know that within 4 months, I had earned the use of my very first Mary Kay career car. And that was in 1994, and since then, it's been 11 years, and I have never had a car payment since. So if someone like me, who was very nervous, very skeptical, very unsure of herself, started this business and within 4 months was able to earn the use of her first car, you can do it too. Trust me. I didn't even wear makeup when I started Mary Kay, so I had to learn from scratch from the very get-go. And the key was I was ready to do that. I was committed to being teachable, as I said. So let's go ahead and get started with the four steps. I want you to know that over the last 11 years, I have earned more money than I ever thought possible. So whether you came into Mary Kay just for fun and to get your products at cost, or maybe to, you know, have a few friends and family as your customers, or maybe work the business part-time, or who knows, you might have come in to earn a car. Or maybe you really want to replace a full-time job. What I want you to know is that there are no quotas, there are no expectations, and you are the boss and the CEO of your business. No one will ever expect anything of you, and if you just want to be able to get a great discount on your product and maybe have a couple of customers here and there, that is perfectly fine. But I came into Mary Kay thinking, gosh, if I could make $100 a week, that would be great, because I had been a stay-at-home mom for 8 years and thought, gosh, you know, anything would be better than not making any money. And I'll tell you, within my very first month, I was able to profit $1,500 from my business, and it went on to just get better and better from there. Within 9 months of buying my starter kit, in other words, starting right where you are today, I was making in excess of $5,000 per month, and you can too. However, I was willing to work 15 hours a week with my business, and that made a difference. If you don't have that much time, that's okay. You can work this business 2 hours a week or 2 hours a month if you choose to. I just wanted to share with you what my personal experience was so you have some type of an idea of what could possibly happen if you were able to give your business, you know, 15 hours a week, 20 hours a week, whatever you choose. And I mostly share that story because, like I said, I want you to be empowered to know that it's an unbelievable opportunity if you are willing to embrace it and listen and learn and then do what the successful people share with you. So anyway, I now am a national sales director with Mary Kay, and I'm recording this CD in July of 2005. So my current income the last 3 months has been in excess of $90,000 over the past 3 months. I've averaged a little over $30,000 a month, you guys, and I'm telling you right now, when I was sitting in the place you are, beginning as a new consultant, if someone had shown me a crystal ball and said, in 11 years this can be happening to you, I would have laughed my head off. So if you're driving down the road listening to this or sitting at home and laughing, hey, I get it, because guess what? I felt the same way. But I also want you just to be excited to know that it could happen for you if you're willing to do the things that I'm going to share with you on this CD. So let's go ahead, like I said, and get started on the four simple steps to starting your business. And remember, there are no expectations. There are no quotas. I'm going to run this CD today as if you were planning to earn a car or go on to become a sales director and you wanted it all, okay? Because it doesn't really matter whatever your reason was for coming into Mary Kay. I just want you to encourage you to listen to this entire CD so that you will know all of your options that are available to you. And once you've listened, you can let your consultant and director know what your personal goals are and what your personal plans are with your business. Then they will be able to give you even more advice on what would be best for you to focus on. But since I'm not with you today in person, and therefore I can't ask you personally what you want from your business at this time, I am going to present the information as if, okay, as if you wanted it all. So in other words, I'm going to lay out the full buffet, and then you will get to decide at the end what you do want to do and what you don't want to do. So let's do it. Let's get started. You're going to need a pencil or pen and a piece of paper to take notes on. So if you don't have those in front of you, you'll want to pause the CD and go get those and come back to it. The other thing that you're going to need in front of you is the new consultant packet that your director or recruiter gave you when she handed you this CD, okay? So have all of those things in front of you as we get started. All right, on a blank sheet of paper, I just want you to take down these notes that step number one I want you to write down is to open your checking account. Open a personal checking account to run your Mary Kay business through. Now, there are two reasons for that. Number one, it's a great system for tracking your business. And this is even if you're, you know, using this as a personal use part-time thing, because when you own an in-home business, there are legal tax deductions that you may be able to take advantage of depending upon what you decide to do with this business. So if you don't have a legitimate checking account to run your business through, the IRS isn't going to take you real seriously. So this checking account does not need to be a business account, just a personal checking account that you open at a bank or a credit union. And I would recommend that you try to get free checking if at all possible. And when you apply to open the checking account, make sure that you also apply for a debit card, if possible, to use. Because when you order your products online or over the phone, the fastest, most efficient way to do that is with a debit card where the money comes right out of the checking account, okay? And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But step number one is very simple. Open a personal checking account separate from any other account you have to run your Mary Kay business through, okay? Step number two. I recommend, and this is not something you have to do, but I do recommend that you order or design yourself some business cards. It's really important that you have a business card with you at all times so that if anybody happens to even see your Mary Kay logo pin, or you know, maybe you have a little bag with you at work that has Mary Kay on it, and if someone asks you if you are a consultant, you want to be able to say, well, yes, I am, and hand them your business card. But you'll see how many different ways your business cards come in handy. And honestly, it's just kind of fun to have your own business card. It makes you feel important, makes you feel special. So you do have an option to order business cards through Mary Kay Cosmetics if you choose to, but I want you to know that that is not required. If you would open up the packet of information your director gave you with this CD, your new consultant packet, you should find in there a brochure called MK Connections. And within that brochure, it shows you several different items, business items that you're able to order through Mary Kay. And I would encourage you to order the Mary Kay business card simply because I've yet to find anything less expensive, and they are such good quality. However, I do want you to know that you don't have to order them through Mary Kay, okay? You could design your own. However, you must have approval to use the Mary Kay logos, and you can find that information online at the MaryKayIntouch.com website if you want to design your own business cards, okay? Now, as you look at that brochure, the MK Connections brochure, you will also come to a page, I believe it's the first page of the brochure, that shows you the business kit. And that kit will run you about $40 if you choose to purchase it, and it is a choice. But I do want to point out that the business cards and the stickers, which we call reorder labels, are a great deal because 400 business cards comes in that starter kit, and also 1,000 stickers. And the stickers are to be used on your products so that when a customer runs out of the product, they know exactly and immediately where to call to get more. And you want those reorders. If you don't put a sticker on your product and a customer runs out of it, they may not realize who their consultant is, and they may not call you to get the reorder. So some other consultant may end up servicing your customer just because your customer wasn't aware of who to go to when the product had run out. And I hope that makes sense, okay? So I do recommend the business kit. As you can see on the page, there's a lot that comes with that, the self-thinking stamp and so forth. So it is an option for you, and it's something you might consider if you have the additional $40 at this time to invest in your business. And if you don't, that's perfectly fine, but I would recommend that you at least get some business cards, okay? Now, the next step, that is step number two, that's pretty simple. Step number three is what we call your power start. So next to step number three, you're going to want to write the words power start. And in parentheses out to the side of that, you'll want to write the definition of power start, which is 30 faces and 30 opinions in 30 days. Okay? So I'll let you take a minute to write that down. 30 faces and 30 opinions in 30 days. And you may need to pause the CD for right now to write all that down. Okay, now let me explain what that means. The best way to get really, really good at your Mary Kay business and benefit from it financially the most is to set a goal right now today to master your skincare class, to simply become a pro at the skincare class procedure. And we'll talk a lot more about the skincare class later, but that is the goal of the Power Start. And I'm going to break it down for you to share with you exactly how you would go about getting these 30 faces done, okay? When I first started Mary Kay and my director said, make a list of, you know, 30 people that you know that you could practice on, I almost fell off my chair because I had been, like I said, a stay-at-home mom and pretty reclusive for several years, and I just, quite frankly, didn't think I knew 30 people. So I started making a list, and I came up with, five or six people that I knew that I felt comfortable calling to ask them if they would help me with my training and let me basically borrow their face to practice on, okay? It's a great idea to put yourself mentally in the frame of mind that you are beginning beauty school, okay? And my daughter actually went through school to become a nail technician, and that's where I got this idea, because when she started nail school, they told her that she needed to bring in her own models to, you know, do the manicures and pedicures on. And so she rounded up several of us that are family members and friends, and we became her guinea pigs. And I thought, you know, that's a very comfortable way to start your business, because one of the biggest fears most women have when they start their businesses is the fear of asking people to have a party, okay? That was definitely one of my biggest fears, and I just didn't want to do that. So I found it very simple to be able to just say, I'm starting a new business, I need some guinea pigs to practice on, I need to get really good at my presentation, and will you be one of my guinea pigs that I can bounce this off of? People were very receptive to that because they didn't feel like they were coming to a party to buy things. So I highly recommend that you use that dialogue. And I do have, in the packet that your director has given you a script called the Perfect and Power Start Booking Script. And we'll pull that out a little bit later, but just know that it's in there and it's word for word what I recommend that you say when you call the list of friends and family to ask them to help you out. So that's the first step, is to make a list of who do you know that has skin. The only requirement is that they have skin that you could practice on, okay? And once you've made your list of people that you know, then you can start planning your schedule around your life of when you want to hold your appointments. And that's one of the best things about this business, and it might be one of the reasons you decided to join Mary Kay, is because Mary Kay teaches us to put God first, family second, and our Mary Kay businesses third. And I love that I can pull out my calendar at the beginning of the month and see when my son's baseball games are, and see when my daughter, you know, has dance lessons, or see when my husband and I have plans with our friends and so forth. And I can literally plan my Mary Kay business around my life. Every other job I've ever had, I had to plan my life around my job. So what you'll want to do is take out your monthly calendar and pick out 8 to 10 different time slots, 2-hour time slots, that you could hold a Mary Kay skincare class, okay? So now you've got in ready to go the names of the people you're going to ask for help, and then your schedule. Then you'll want to study the script, so write that down. You'll want to study the script that you've been given to book your Perfect and Power Start, okay? And the more you read that out loud, if you'll read it out loud 4 or 5 times, maybe practice it on your kids or your husband, when you actually sit down to make those phone calls, it will be a lot more comfortable for you. You won't be nervous, and they will not realize that you're reading from a script. But I want to warn you that one of the biggest mistakes new consultants make is not using the scripts, because people just say, oh, you know, it doesn't feel comfortable, it's just not me, and they make up excuses, basically, for not using the script. And that's a big mistake. Like I said earlier, if you'll just do what the successful people tell you to do, then Mary Kay will work. And the script really is very conversational, so I highly, highly recommend that you use that, okay? Then you'll start making the calls and booking those appointments. And as you read the script, it will make more sense that what you'll do is ask, let's say your friend's name is Sarah. You'll call Sarah up and tell her what you're doing, that you're just getting started, and that you've got to get good at your presentation, and the only way to do that is to practice. So would she let you borrow her face to practice on? Then you and Sarah would pick a date that would work for both of you based on your schedule, and at that point, you've got her scheduled to have her facial. And then, as you read the script, you'll see that we offer Sarah, you know, free product or a discount for being a hostess if she could bring or help you invite, rather, 5 or 6 more people that could come with her. Because it makes sense to work smart, not hard, and have 5 or 6 people at each appointment instead of just one. So you'll offer her, let's say, I recommend 10% discount per friend that shows up. And that was always really simple. It was simple to my mind. It was simple for the hostess. She understood it. And it encouraged her, rather than just having 1 or 2 people come, to have 5 people plus herself, because then she got 50% discount on whatever she might want the day of that class. And that's as high as the discount goes, and that's really the most people you would want to have at a class. You have the hostess and five of her friends or family members, which would be a total of six people. And that's a good-sized class. It's not too big to handle. And that way she gets 10% discount, as I said, per person that actually shows up the day of her class, okay? Now, I'm going to walk you through the process of inviting them as well. But what you want to do on the initial phone call to Sarah is to get her scheduled for her own facial, and then following the script say, now Sarah, like I said, I do need to have 30 faces and 30 opinions within 30 days for my training. So what I want to offer you is an opportunity to get a great discount if there is anything that you might like to have the day of the class, and we'll base that on how many people we can get there. So, you know, would you be willing to invite some more people to come with you that day? And I'm paraphrasing. Of course, I'm not following the script exactly, but you'll understand it more as you read through that script. So when you finish the tape, just make a note that you need to pull out the script called Booking Your Perfect and Power Start, okay? So that's how you start getting the appointment scheduled. You might be asking yourself, okay, now why would I want to start booking these classes when I don't even know how to do a class yet? And that's a good question. But the reason for that is because if you get on the phone tonight or tomorrow or maybe the next day and start getting the schedule set maybe a week or two from now, you'll have plenty of time to study your materials to begin to learn how to do the skincare class. But I want you to know the best way to learn and the best tool of all to becoming a master at your skincare class is actually standing up and doing them. It's kind of like riding a bike. You know, you might be able to watch a video on riding a bike, or you might be able to watch a friend ride a bike. You might be able to read a book on how to ride a bike, which sounds kind of funny, but still, you don't actually learn how to ride a bicycle until you get on the bike and start pedaling. And the skincare class is the same way. So I am going to give you four tools that you'll be able to study between now and the time you start your skincare classes. But just trust me in that the most important thing that you do first is to get some appointments scheduled. Give yourself a week, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks at the furthest, to schedule your very first class. So if you got on the phone tomorrow, you would want to look 2 weeks ahead, or depending on your schedule, maybe a week to 10 days ahead of now, and that would be the day you would hold your first class. So that gives you, you know, a week to 2 weeks in between now and then to study the tools I'm about to tell you about. So I hope that makes sense. Just don't doubt, okay? My director when I started this business said to me, Tammy, just decide that you're going to be too dumb to doubt. And I liked that because I thought, okay, she's right. I just need to not second guess her, and if she tells me to get on the phone and book these first and then start studying it, then I'll do that. And I did. And I'll tell you, when I did my Power Start, when I was finished practicing on those 30 faces, I really did feel confident with my skincare class. But I would not have, no matter how many times I watched the DVD or listened to the CD or, you know, read the script, it wouldn't have gotten me more and more comfortable with it until I actually stood up and did it, okay? So you just kind of have to have faith and trust me on that one. So once you schedule the appointments, then these are the tools that you're going to want to start studying to help you memorize and master your class. Number one, the number one tool, is your skincare class guide. Now, in the packet that you've received from your director with the CD, there will be a copy of that script. So you'll want to look, maybe you want to pause the CD right now and look for that. It's called the Skincare Class Guide. Okay, so maybe now you've located that. And as I'm making this CD, I know that the company, Mary Kay, is actually working on a new flip chart version of our skincare class guide. So if you're listening to this CD later on and they've already created the flip chart, great. That would be the same thing as the skincare class guide. Okay, it's just a different format that they have put it in. But for now, as I'm making the CD in July of 2005, we have the skincare class guide, and hopefully you have that in front of you. And you'll notice that it is word for word exactly what to say at your skincare class. And you know, you could literally take that guide, set your family or a few friends around your dining room table tonight, or your kitchen table or your kitchen counter, and read it to them, and you could walk them through a skincare class even as soon as tonight, okay? And that's what I mean. It's very, very simple. So that is a fabulous tool. And what I recommend to all of my consultants is that you put it on your nightstand, and that is your the last thing that you read before you go to bed at night and the first thing you read when you wake up in the morning. And just the repetition of reading it over and over and over will help you master your skincare class. Okay? So that's tool number one. Tool number two to master your skincare class is the CD that came in your starter kit. And you may have already even listened to that, but there is a portion of that, one of the tracks on that CD, is one of our national sales directors doing a skincare class for you that you can listen to over and over and over again. And when I started my business, I loved that. I just put it in my car and I listened to it, gosh, I'm sure 25 to 30 times. Just every time I drove around, I would listen and listen and listen. And I knew that I finally had it memorized when I could beat the woman on the CD to the next sentence. Okay? So that's what I encourage you to do, because if you're like me, you're busy and you're very rarely going to have time to sit down and study it with no distractions. So just the habit of listening to it over and over and over is great. You can listen to it while you're driving. You can listen to it while you're cleaning your house. You can listen to it while you're exercising, out walking, or, you know, on your treadmill. So learn to multitask, and like I said, just that repetition of hearing it over and over, you'll know that you've listened to it enough times when you know the next words that are going to come out of her mouth on that CD. Okay? So that's the tool number two. Tool number three is the skincare class video. Now, as I'm recording this CD, the current one is called Full Circle Success Video. And I do know that the company is in the process of putting it on DVD, but at this point, you'll want to talk to your director about that. So make a note to ask your director about the Full Circle Skincare Class video. And she will be able to help you order that. It's only $7.50 on the consultant order form. So when you get ready to do your first order for products, you will be able to add that to it. And it's a wonderful tool to watch prior to and after your own skincare classes, and then you'll just begin to fine-tune them. I remember doing my skincare class and coming home, and I was usually so excited and hypered up by that time that I would sit down and watch the video. And it was so wonderful to think, okay, I just held this skincare class, and now I'm watching a perfect video to show me, you know, what went wrong at my class tonight, what didn't go quite so well. Now I can see it on video done the right way, and it was a great help. So I highly recommend that you get your hands on one of those videos. Okay? That's tool number three. Now, tool number four is to observe an actual live skincare class. So you'll want to make a note to talk to your recruiter or your director and find out when the next live skincare class is being held where you live. Okay? It might be a class that your recruiter is teaching. It could be a class your director is teaching. Or if you are adopted and you don't live locally to your actual recruiter or director, there is most likely an opportunity for you to attend local meetings, local success meetings, we call them, where they will be holding skincare classes. So again, just when you finish listening to this CD, you're going to be calling your recruiter or director anyway. So just make a note to ask them when you would be able to observe a live skincare class. Okay? So you have those four tools. And if you'll just use those to the fullest, the skincare class guide, the CD, and the video especially, you will become a master at your class, and you'll feel very comfortable just, you know, a few days from now doing your first class. And as I said earlier, the best way to become a master at anything is repetition. And a great example of that is when we were in, you know, junior high and high school, if you'll remember vocabulary words, the only way you became a master at your vocabulary words every week was to study them and memorize them numerous times. And the students that, you know, practiced and studied their vocabulary words five times a week were better at the test than those that only, you know, glanced at them once. And it's the same thing with your skincare class. And it just makes me laugh when people say, you know, I just never could get good at Mary Kay, or, you know, Mary Kay didn't work for me. And I have to always ask them, you know, did you become a master at your skincare class? Because that's not something that your recruiter can do for you or your director can do for you. You need to take ownership that is your responsibility to become a master at your skincare class, because I will promise you, everything you ever want to gain from this business will come from your skincare class. You sell the product at your classes, you are able to meet new people and schedule new appointments at those classes, and you're also able to find people who are interested in starting their own Mary Kay businesses
right at those skincare classes. So every part of our marketing plan can take place, and you can benefit from those things at the class if you'll just become a master at it. And that may not make sense to you right now, but as you study your information that we just talked about, it will make perfect sense to you. So I wish if I was in front of you right now, I would grab hold of your shoulders and look you straight in the eye and say, the magic key to success in Mary Kay is becoming an absolute pro, a master at your skincare class. And I know I have said that so many times already that you're probably ready to scream, but I promise you that is what I want to get through to you, is it is truly the magic key. So make a decision right now to become a master at that, okay? Now, I have good news for you. When you get your appointment scheduled with your friends and family, and you're able to schedule between 8 and 10 skincare classes within the next 7 days. Now, I don't mean to schedule them to be held. I just mean you have 7 days from today that you're listening to this tape to get on the phone and schedule 8 to 10 appointments to be held during the 30 days that you pick. That power start is your decision. So it's, you know, it doesn't start 30 days from today. It starts 30 days from the day you hold your first appointment. But your director is going to actually give you a prize if within 7 days from today, because today is the day you're listening to this CD, within 7 days from today, if you can call her and say, okay, I have my schedule, I've called my friends and family, I have between 8 and 10 skincare classes set up, and you give her the dates that they're going to be held, she will send you a wonderful prize that is a business tool for your business, and I trust me, you want to earn every prize that you possibly can. You might ask why we do that. Well, because you're your own boss in Mary Kay, it's real easy to procrastinate. So I've always rewarded people who don't allow themselves to procrastinate, and I always try to give them a goal to shoot for and a time frame. So your goal is to shoot to schedule 8 to 10 skincare classes and get that done, make those calls within the next 7 days, okay? If you have any questions on that, talk to your director. But you can always gauge how well you're doing this business by whether or not you are winning prizes. So the very first prize you can win is that prize for getting those appointments set up, okay? All right. Once you have completed the 30 faces, and you're just going to keep track on a sheet of paper, number it from 1 to 30, and as you do the faces, you write them down. At the end of that, you'll hand it to your director, and as long as you've done that within the 30 days that you've set aside, you will receive a beautiful Power Start pin from your director, which she will show you, I'm sure, at your next success meeting. And that's a lot of fun, too, because the PS pin attracts a lot of attention. As you're out running around in town, people will say, oh, well, what does that stand for? And it's an opportunity for you to begin, you know, a conversation about your business. So it's definitely something that you want to shoot for, okay? All right, let's go on to step number 4. Step number 4, on your sheet of paper that you're taking notes on, you'll want to write these words, make inventory decision. Just write that down and I'll explain what that is. Okay, inventory in Mary Kay is your product that you're going to be selling to your customers, okay? So that is what the definition of inventory is. And I want you to know that there are two ways to run your business and two ways to handle it when you do sell product. I'm going to go through and explain both ways to you, and your job on step number 4 is to make a decision of which way you would like to handle it. So let's start with the first option in purchasing your product to sell to your customers is called order taking. So you'll want to write that down. Option number 1 is order taking. Now, if you were to take orders on your products as you sold them, that would mean that you would not stock product on hand to be able to deliver it on the spot when your customers bought it, okay? So that's what I mean when I say taking orders. So, for example, that would look like this. You would hold a skincare class. At the end of the class, the customers would make a list on a sales ticket of what they wanted to purchase. You would total those sales tickets up for them. You would collect the money, including sales tax, on those orders, but the customers would not take their products home that night. Okay, now, what you would need to do is go home and deposit that money into your Mary Kay checking account, and then go online or call Mary Kay directly and place the order for the products that your customers had purchased.
And depending on when you place that order throughout the month will determine how long those products will take to get to you. Sometimes products will come in as quickly as 4 or 5 days, and sometimes if it's a heavy ordering time for the company, it might take up to a couple of weeks to get your order here. Okay? Now, what you would do is once the products arrived at your home, they do come delivered to you by UPS, when those products arrive, you would separate the products into the orders for the different customers. Then you would need to call the customers and make an arrangement of time and place to deliver those products to them, and you would do so. Now, the way it works as far as the money goes is the money, as I said, was deposited after the skincare class into your checking account. And 50% of the money that you collected plus the sales tax would pay to order the products. And the other 50% would still remain in your checking account. Now, because you did not have inventory on your shelf, the smartest thing to do and the best business decision to make with that profit that you have left in your checking account would, of course, be to place an order for some products to stock your shelf with. So every time you held a skincare class or an appointment, or at least once a week, you would want to take the money that was left over and invest it into purchasing inventory a little bit at a time. So little by little, you would build an inventory up. The only drawback to running your business that way is that you're taking your profits each time over and over and over and purchasing your inventory with them. So you do have to be very patient and willing not to pay yourself up front until you have built your inventory up. So that is option number one, and I want you to know that there are many people that have started their business that way, and it does work. It just requires that you understand from the beginning that you won't be drawing a paycheck from your business at first, because you're going to be spending your profit, as I said, to purchase your inventory. Okay? So that is option number one. Option number two, write this down on your paper, is to purchase an inventory up front, and I'm going to explain to you how that works. Now, I will tell you, though, before I go into explaining it, when I first started my business, because I had been a stay-at-home mom for 8 years and I had not had any type of an income, we had been living on one income of my husband's, and, of course, we had 2 children, 2 car payments, a house payment, and bottom line, I'll be honest with you, we were living paycheck to paycheck. So when I was explaining these two options, I, of course, would love to have bought inventory, and I wanted to the minute I heard about it because it made perfect sense, but my immediate reaction was, I don't have any money to invest in inventory. We didn't have a savings account, and we certainly didn't have money left over from my husband's paycheck to be able to start my business with inventory. So that was my first thought. However, when I had my husband listen to the inventory options, he said, Tammy, you're not thinking like a businesswoman. He said, you need to think about option number two, because most people do not start their businesses with their own money. And if you think about it, that's very true. Whoever owns the local car dealership where you live, I'm sure, I would venture to guess anyway, they did not start with money that was in their personal checking or savings account to start that business, or even your local dress shop or your local grocery store. He said, Tammy, most businesses are started by borrowing money from a bank and then paying the bank back with the profits generated from the business. And I kind of had a light bulb moment, and I thought, well, that's true. But problem number two, as far as I was concerned, was that our debt-to-income ratio at that time, and, of course, this was 11 years ago, was not looking really good. Like I said, we had car payments, we had house payments, we had credit cards, too many credit cards, and I really thought that our bank would turn me down for a loan. But my husband gave me some wonderful advice. He said, you know what, Tammy, you're jumping to a conclusion. The best thing you can do is just ask. But then I said to him, you know what, the last thing we need right now is more debt. And once again, being a businessman himself, he said, okay, but you've got to think about this. When you purchase a car, you purchase a home, that is a debt because it does not generate any income for you. He said, when you start a business, especially a Mary Kay business, you are investing your money and you're able to double your money with Mary Kay. And he was absolutely right because, as you know, we purchase our product as consultants at 50% off of the retail price of the product. So when you sell the product to the customer, he was right, you do double your money. And he explained it to me this way. He said, if you took, let's say, $500 or $1,000 and stuck it in a savings account, you would have to leave that alone and not touch it for 10 years. And even in 10 years, it may not double. But if you took the same amount of money and invested it in Mary Kay products, the minute it arrived on your porch and you began to sell it, you would double your money. And you guys, I'm here to tell you, he was absolutely right. In 3.5 months, I doubled our money that I invested. Actually, I doubled the bank's money. So what I did was I took his advice and I called my banker and I just told them that I was wanting to start a small business and I needed a personal loan and I wanted, you know, to know what their best interest rate was and whether or not they would be willing to give me a loan. So they took my information over the phone, you guys. You don't even have to take time to walk into your own bank. You can call your bank because it is a small amount and just give them your information over the phone and they will let you know. In this day and age, but banks are highly competitive with each other, and most of them will give you your decision that day or the following day. So I called the bank and explained to them what I was doing, starting a small business, and asked them for, you know, the amount of money that I wanted. And in less than 24 hours, they called me back and said, okay, great, you know, you can have your loan. So the thing I want you to know about the loan decision was one of the biggest reasons my husband was pro starting my business with inventory and with the loan is because Mary Kay has what we call a 90% buyback guarantee. And it is critical that you understand that. I know as you're listening to this CD, you might be having some of the same concerns and reservations that I did, but I really want to encourage you to listen with an open mind because this truly is the reason that I started with an inventory. Mary Kay has in writing on the agreement that you signed, it states that Mary Kay agrees to repurchase at 90% of the profit, 90% of what you paid for your inventory. They will repurchase that for an entire year, up to an entire year from the time you purchase it. That is phenomenal. I don't know of any other business that will guarantee your business for a full year as you test drive it and see whether or not you're enjoying it, whether or not it's working for you. And I so appreciate that with Mary Kay, and I'll tell you why she did that. Of course, Mary Kay was a woman herself, and when she started this business, her son gave her, his name is Richard Rogers, and he is currently running our company today, but he gave his mother $5,000 to begin her Mary Kay business all those years ago, and of course she was very nervous about risking his money, and she never wanted another woman to have that worry again, so she decided when she started her business that she would guarantee the investment for an entire year. So my husband said, Tammy, you have nothing to lose. You can play with this business for 6 months, 9 months, a year, and, you know, before your first year is over, you need to stand back and evaluate how it's going, and if you don't like it and it's not something you want to continue, you can box up the products you haven't sold, return them to the company, and they will pay you back 90% of what you paid for them. You can go to the bank, take that money, and pay off the rest of your loan. And you guys, I'm so glad I never had to do that, but he was right, and it was what gave me the confidence to try this with a loan. Now, some of you may have your own money to invest in your business, but I also want to give you some advice on that. When I started my business and I had a loan payment to make, my husband made it very clear to me, and I was very determined that that loan payment would be made by my sales with my Mary Kay business. So you probably figured it out. My loan payment was the discipline that I needed to treat my business like a business from day one. And I promise you that is the absolute reason that I was able to earn my first car in 4 months. You know, when I was tempted to sit down at night and, you know, turn on the TV and watch my favorite TV program, I had remembered that I had a business, that I had an obligation, and I had, I guess what I call today is a have to instead of a want to. And so it wasn't optional for me to watch TV prior to making my Mary Kay phone calls and treating my business like a business. And I promise you, like I said, that loan payment was my discipline. And if you're like me and you need a have to instead of a want to, even if you have your own money that you could start your business with as far as inventory goes, I would have you, you know, think about that a couple of times about, you know, being obligated to a loan or a credit union to pay them. Because had we had money in savings and I had owed the money to my husband every month, I'm not so sure I would have been quite as committed to making those monthly loan payments as I was when it was through the bank. So that's just my personal advice. You, of course, can do whatever you choose to do. But let me explain to you how it worked with starting with an inventory. I, of course, took out the loan, and like I said, my loan payment was $125 a month, and I started with the largest inventory that was available at that time, which is still, 11 years later, the same large inventory that they recommend for people who are wanting to hold 2 to 3 appointments a week. It's the same inventory 11 years later, so that has not increased. But I decided if I was going to go for it, I may as well go for the gusto, give it a try, because I had that guarantee behind me. But and I will walk you through the different options. But let me tell you, first of all, how I was able to pay my inventory loan off, and I never had to use a dime of our personal money. When I held my Power Start, which we've already talked about, and I highly encourage you to do this, I was so surprised to find that after my 30 faces, I had sold over $1,800 worth of product. Now, that may sound like a lot to you right now, but it's not even average. The average skincare class in Mary Kay with 5 to 6 people in attendance is $200 to $250. Well, my classes during my Power Start averaged only $180, but hey, I didn't care. When I had all that money in my Mary Kay checking account, that $1,800, I was excited. Because when you do have the inventory on hand and that $1,800 is in your checking account, let me walk you through that. Like before, of course, the $1,800 is in the checking account, but what you do with that money is very different. First of all, because I had taken $1,800 worth of product off of my inventory shelves to sell to the customers, my first obligation was to reinvest 50% of that $1,800 to buying the inventory to replace that. Now, again, you do that whether you have inventory on hand or not. You also always have to place the product order regardless. So I hope that makes sense to you, that you can't just, you know, continue to empty your shelf and not replace the inventory. So whichever option you choose, the first step is buying the product, okay? You either deliver the product to the customer or you buy the product and deliver it back to your shelf to restock. So that still left $900 in my checking account, just like before. But instead of having to invest my profit, my $900 profit, into inventory, I didn't have to do that because I had already allowed the bank to buy my inventory up front. So my $900 profit, I didn't have to spend on inventory. I was able to take my $125 loan payment out of the $900, and then I had $775 left over that very first month to pay off credit card debt, or, you know, whatever you would choose to do. But we have some major credit card debt, and I was so excited to be able to hand that leftover money to my husband and start and, you know, begin to pay off some of our debt. So that is why I would love to wave my magic wand for every consultant in Mary Kay to get them a loan to be able to begin their business so that they could draw a paycheck at the end of every week or the end of every month to pay themselves, and then they could use that money to do whatever they wanted to. And if you'll remember back, the other option was to take your profits and begin to purchase your inventory with it. So, you know, I knew that I wouldn't be real motivated. My husband probably wouldn't be real excited to see me working, you know, 2 or 3 times a week and never being able to show him the money. Now, you know, either way you look at it, you are making the profit, but it's what you have to do with that profit that makes the biggest difference. So anyway, I want you to know in 3.5 months, I was able to pay off my entire inventory loan, and it was a 3-year loan. I could have taken 3 years to pay it off, but I got so excited after that first month of being able to hand my husband that $775. I wanted to do it every single month, and you guys, it got even better. Not only was I selling the product, but because of my excitement and my enthusiasm and the success that I was able to talk about at my classes, my customers at my classes started asking me if it was fun to do Mary Kay, how much money I was making, and of course, you know, I was able to tell them I was in qualification to earn my first car, and they were so enthused because I was enthused, they began asking how they could become consultants. And you may not quite understand the full marketing plan yet, but when you do recruit someone at your skincare classes or, you know, just friends and family by sharing the information with them, Mary Kay will pay you every time those people place orders for their product. And I received my very first month in Mary Kay a commission check for over $600. Now, I don't think I would have been recruiting if I hadn't been so excited and so enthusiastic about my business, and I give credit for my enthusiasm to the fact that I was able to have my inventory on hand. So, like I said, I just want to highly encourage you to keep your mind open and your options open to at least trying to see what you can do with financing and inventory because of my personal experience, and I share it from my heart because I want all consultants to have the best start possible that they can have. So anyway, let's go to the Ready, Set, Sell brochure that is in the packet that your director gave you. One of these brochures came, I know, in your starter kit, but also there's one probably more readily accessible in the new consultant packet your director handed you with this CD. If you'll turn to the page where it shows, it begins showing the products. It looks like an inventory on shelves. At the top of the page, it will say $3,600 in wholesale product. If you'll pause the CD for a moment and find that page. Okay, let me explain to you that there are so many different options in the amount of inventory that you start with. You can start with absolutely nothing, like we've talked about, and you know, purchase your inventory a little bit at a time, or you can start with a small order, or you can start with a full-blown store. And either way you start, your goal eventually is to be able to have a full stock store of Mary Kay, and that's what you're looking at if you're looking at the page that says $3,600. Now, it's also important to understand that the picture you're looking at is not exactly what your personal inventory will look like, because depending on where you live in the country is going to determine how your director will design your order. For example, if you live in Florida, where it's very humid, you're going to have more customers that will need products for oily to combination skin tone than people who live where I live. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we are very dry here. As a matter of fact, we are ranked one of the top four driest states in the nation. So we obviously need to stock more products for normal to dry skin. So rest assured that your sales director is going to design your inventory for you should you decide to start with an inventory, okay? So don't worry about having products that won't sell or colors that, you know, aren't right for the area that you live in. So she's an expert and she knows how to do that, so you just need to put your trust in her that she will do that correctly. Now, going back to the $3,600 inventory, I want to explain to you that that is a recommendation for people who are really serious about their business, people who want to invest maybe 10 to 15 hours a week into their business and hold 2 to 3 skincare classes per week. Okay? Now, the next page is going to be the $3,000 inventory, and that is quite a bit less. It's $600 in wholesale product, but $1,200 in retail, and that's good for people who don't have quite so much time and maybe want to invest, you know, time for 1, maybe 2 skincare classes a week. Okay? So you might want to write those things on those pages. 2 to 3 classes a week or more on the $3,600, 1 to 2 classes a week on the $3,000, okay? The third page will say $2,400, and that inventory is still good for 1 to 2 classes a week. The only difference is we will start leaving products off the order. In other words, we would probably eliminate nail colors, lotions, perfumes, and things like that. There simply isn't enough money to stretch across the entire product line. So we'll start leaving categories off, and you are able to tell your director, if you'd like to, you know, which products you can select which ones that you want her to not order for you if you choose to do that, or you can trust her to do that for you. Okay, the next page shows the $1,800 inventory, and although in the picture it does show some color and some fragrances and so forth, when I do an $1,800 inventory, I focus primarily on skincare products that go in the roll-up bag. Because at your appointments, your original skincare classes, you are going to focus on skincare mostly and very little color. So when we have, you know, quite a bit less money to spend, I would rather get you the products that people are going to be sampling at the actual appointment, which is not going to be fragrances and nail polishes and so forth. So your director will design those, you know, how she is used to, again, based on the area in which you live. But just make a note on that page, the $1,800 page, that's going to be very little color, and mostly that's going to be skincare. The next page shows a $1,200 wholesale order, and that all of these orders, the $1,200 order, the $600 order below that, and the roll-up bag that you see also is going to be really custom designed for you. If we start with that amount, we're going to, your director is going to talk to you and, you know, discuss with you what she recommends that you order, because that's just not enough money to cover, you know, nearly the product line. So we're going to have to hand select the things that we, you know, based on how you're going to start your business, that you're going to be needing. Okay, so let's go back to that first page where we saw the $3,600, and let me explain to you what the loan amount would be that you would start with. Now, the product itself that you're purchasing is $3,600 at your cost, which means the retail value of it is $7,200. In other words, that's what you're going to sell the inventory for. Now, because the government does require that we pay retail sales tax when we place the orders to Mary Kay, you need to add to the $3,600 amount the sales tax. So if you live in Salt Lake County, for example, our sales tax rate here is 6.6%. So I would multiply 6.6% times $7,200 retail value of the product, and that would be the sales tax I would be required to pay. The wonderful thing about the sales tax in Mary Kay is that we pay that to Mary Kay Cosmetics, and then they are responsible to do the paperwork and send that money to the state tax commission. So your director will know, based on her computer program, what your local sales tax is, or you might just tell her, and it was whatever you were charged on your starter kit. So every state, every county is different, and yours will be determined by that. However, you do need to find out what your local sales tax rate is, because every time you sell product to a customer, you need to add sales tax to her receipt and charge her for that. That way, you are constantly, with every order you sell, you're being reimbursed for the sales tax that you prepaid. But remember, you are not responsible to fill out any paperwork quarterly and have to deal with reporting all that to your local state tax commission, because Mary Kay handles that for us, which is wonderful. Okay? So if you were to place a $3,600 inventory, you would actually need to calculate the sales tax into that. Then the shipping on every order that we place, no matter how large or small, is approximately, depending on where you live again, $8.75, okay? So which is another reason that buying an inventory up front is a great idea, because wouldn't you like to place just a, or pay just a one-time shipping of $8.75 instead of having to place small orders, you know, three or four times a week and have to pay that same amount every time you placed an order. But your sales tax will be added in, your shipping will be added in, and then most directors do like to add to your first initial inventory order some supplies as far as samples go, extra brochures, and the skincare class video that I talked about earlier. There's just some business supplies that don't come in your starter kit that we do like to add. So when I do a $3,600 inventory for a new consultant, the actual loan amount I tell her to apply for is $4,300, and that usually leaves her enough money to order her business cards with that and possibly buy some washcloths and cotton balls as well. So I would recommend $4,300. Again, it will depend upon your local sales tax, so check with your director if that's the inventory you choose to do. Now, so you'll want to write that down on that page right next to where it says $3,600. Make a note that the actual loan amount would be $4,300, which includes your sales tax, your shipping, and sales aids that your director may want to add to your order. Okay? Then turn to the next page, or pause the tape if you need to, or pause the CD. The next page is the $3,000 order, and I want to give you the loan amount on that one. Figured out the same way with tax and shipping and supplies, that one's going to come to right around $3,600. The next one, the $2,400 inventory, with everything included, is going to come to between $2,800 and $2,900. So, again, of course, you'll be talking to your director prior to placing this order, and she will give you the exact amount based on the tax where you live. Okay, so that was $2,800 to $2,900, and then the next page is the $1,800 inventory. That one is going to come to $2,400, approximately $2,400. That would be your loan amount. And then on that final page, the $1,200 order would come to $1,500, inclusive of sales tax and so forth, and the $600 order would come to $800 all inclusive. Now, another option, if you exhaust all of your possibilities and you're not able to start with any of those orders that I just gave you the amounts for, then you might want to consider starting with one roll-up bag filled to use as a display at your classes. And if you turn back to the front, the first or second page of your brochure, you will find a roll-up bag that is pictured filled, and that would cost, to fill one of those roll-up bags with tax and shipping, would be $250 approximately. So if all else fails and you're able to, you know, gather up your own money to start with at least a roll-up bag to show and to demonstrate from, that's a good idea if all else fails as far as the inventory goes, okay? Now, the other exciting thing that I want to explain to you is when you place your first initial product order, Mary Kay is very generous with free product bonuses. And they, of course, want to encourage you to start with inventory because of all the reasons I explained earlier. And Mary Kay also wanted to be able to offset any risk. So here's the good news. Turn back to the page where it shows $3,600 inventory, and if you look across the page from that, you'll see where it says product bonus valued at over $600 suggested retail. Mary Kay Company is actually going to include, when they ship your order to you, $600 worth of retail product that goes inside of an actual roll-up bag. Those are the products that you are going to be selling the most, and it's just so fabulous that they do that because then that gives you the opportunity to use some of the products yourself since they gave them to you for free, and whatever's left over from that free product bonus you can give away as hostess incentives, or for crying out loud, you can sell it and double your money. So as you turn to each page, you'll notice that there are product bonuses at every single level, and even down to the $600 order, you are going to get a product bonus of $100, which is a miracle set and a roll-up bag. So that's a lot of fun. Then there's also monthly incentives, and you can check with your director on that. But that extra product bonus that they slip in there actually offsets the 10% risk that is not covered by our 90% buyback guarantee. For example, if you look at the $3,600 order, and let's pretend that you order that and it comes in and you never sell a single thing. If you return that entire inventory to the company, your risk would only be 10%. 10% of $3,600 is $360. However, that's what you would not receive back. But however, the company gave you $600 in free retail product when you started, so you can see where if you even kept, you know, $300 or $600 worth of the products that you would personally use, you walk away money ahead. And I know that that's surprising. I am constantly amazed that the company does that, but I love that they make it risk-free for us. So there you go. Now, you'll also notice some incentives and recognition. There's a great program called the STAR Consultant Program that your consultant or your director will share with you, and that there's some fun prizes involved also with your first order, which I won't go into because they do change quarterly, but it's a lot of fun to be given a prize for just, you know, making a wise business decision and doing your job. So talk to your director about the STAR Consultant Program, make a little bit note about that and ask her about that, and just make your inventory decision very quickly. As a matter of fact, you're going to earn another prize. I know you're just blown away by all these fun prizes that I've been telling you about, but the fourth prize, the third prize you are going to get if you call your director after listening to this CD and you tell her what your gut feeling is about the inventory. Now, if you are able to tell her what you're thinking as far as making an inventory decision, and you, let's say, for example, you tell her, yes, I'm thinking I do want to start with the $3,600 inventory, or, you know, I'm thinking I might start with the $1,800 inventory or the $600, whatever, just give her an idea of what you're thinking. Because while you're working on your financing, she can begin putting the product order together on her computer. And that way, once you have your financing ready, you don't have to wait for her to have time to design your order. And for saving her time and giving her that information up front, she is going to reward you with what I think is one of the funnest prizes that you definitely get as a new consultant in Mary Kay. And I don't want to tell you what they are because, like I said, that takes the fun out of it. But just call her. You have 24 hours from the time you finish listening to this tape to give her a call, and all you have to say is, hi, this is so-and-so. I listened to Tammy's CD for new consultants, and she said to call you and tell you my inventory decision, at least what I'm thinking about, and that you would give me a prize if I did that. And if you call her before she calls you, you win that prize, okay? So the minute you finish listening to this tape, maybe you'll have to talk to your husband if you're married, or maybe your parents, and whoever might be helping you make this inventory decision. But give her a call as quickly as you can, because you want to earn that prize, okay? And as I wrap up, I just want to make sure that you understand it is absolutely not required that you have an inventory. I don't ever want anyone to misinterpret that. I shared both ways with you so that you would know what your options are, but I want you to feel very comfortable in that this is your personal decision. But I hope that you'll rewind and listen to this explanation one more time, and I hope that you know that it comes from my heart that I would highly encourage inventory. You know, if there were any risk involved, or if I had not had a good experience, I certainly wouldn't be encouraging you to start with inventory. But you know, I do have some people say to me, you know, I think I'll try it without inventory first and see how it goes. And I just want to cry for them, because I want to say, you know what? That's like opening a grocery store and saying, we're not going to invest in groceries to put on the shelves first. We're going to see how much, you know, traffic comes through, and, you know, kind of get a feel for what happens, and then we'll decide what we're going to stock on the shelves. You know, that grocery store would probably never make it. In Mary Kay, you can make it doing it the other way, but, you know, you are really not getting a good idea of what would happen if you had the product on hand, because you don't know what they would have bought had it been there. So if there is any way you can make it happen, whether or not you need a co-signer, I mean, you know, go for the gusto and don't give up trying. And if at the end of it all it doesn't work out for you to have an inventory, then so be it. But at least you gave it your best shot. Because, again, remember the 90% buyback guarantee option. I highly recommend it. If you were my sister or my very best friend, I would just go to the ends of the earth to help you get some financing so that it would be easier to run your Mary Kay business. Of course, it's a lot less work not having to deliver the product later, or even make the phone calls to let people know that you have the orders in, make a time to deliver them later. And, you know, that's pretty common sense. But it's a lot of fun to have your own Mary Kay store, too. Although I would say the number one reason that I am so glad my husband gave me the wise advice that he did about the investment versus the debt, and about, you know, trying to get the loan even though I assumed the bank wouldn't give it to me, I'm so grateful to him to this day, because I know that that inventory loan is what was my major motivation to treat my business like a business and act like a businesswoman. And, you know, when you don't have an investment, you have nothing to lose. So turning on the TV is a great option, because you have nothing at risk, nothing to lose, nothing to motivate you to force you to, you know, work it like a business. So I hope that makes sense. But as I wrap up, I just want you to know how very proud I am of you for making the decision to step out of your comfort zone and start your business. And I want you to know that the true test of a woman's character is what it takes to stop her. That is one of my favorite all-time quotes, because it's true. Don't allow anything to stop you in this business. Move forward, move ahead, and any time that you need help, ask for it. Your director and your recruiter are there to be your mentors, but they don't have a crystal ball to wonder and to know when you're frustrated or when you're discouraged or when you're scared. You just need to pick up the phone or send them an email, share your feelings with them, because then they can help you over, under, around, or through any obstacle. And I know from personal experience that I started this business just timid and scared, you know, had been a stay-at-home mom, like I said, for so many years, and now I look back, and 11 years have gone by, you guys, and I have so much self-confidence, and I'm so proud of the successful business that I've built. The income, of course, is amazing. I never dreamed in my wildest dreams I'd be making a six-figure income of over $200,000 a year, and I already shared with you the last 6 months have been over $90,000, and I'm ending the CD on that note, because I want you to believe it can happen to you. God does simply not put a dream in your heart. He does not give you the ability to achieve. And with the support of the company of Mary Kay, your sales director, and all of the consultants around the country, you can achieve your wildest dreams. And I'm not
making that up. I am living the dream that I never would have thought possible was possible for me, because I was willing to be teachable, willing to be trainable, and listen and take advice from the people that were doing the best. And that was why I put the CD together, and I hope that I've been able to convey to you how simple this business can be, and the fact that we are here to support you if you just ask for the help and ask for the support. So now that you're finished listening to the CD, I want you to call your sales director immediately. Even if it's late at night, you can call her office phone, because we have business lines that are, you know, that are forwarded and don't ring into our home. So call her up, leave her a message right now while you're all excited about your business, and let her know that you finished listening to the CD. And guess what? I have one last surprise for you. Even for calling her to say, I have listened to the CD, she is going to give you a prize. Can you stand it? You guys, that's phenomenal. And she honestly and for real will give you a prize just because you called her and you did what she asked you to do when she handed you this CD with the caller when you were finished, right? So anyway, I am so excited to meet you in person someday if I haven't already done that. And just stay the course. Ask for the help when you need it, and go back often and review these four steps. You know what? I'm going to know, your director's going to know in the next 4 to 6 weeks how well you're going to do in Mary Kay. The writing's on the wall, because consultants who choose to do the four steps and don't procrastinate or don't make excuses or don't let fear stand in their way are the ones that eventually go on to soar in this company. So decide right now, today, that you are going to be one of those who succeed. You're not going to let fear stand in your way. You're not going to be a procrastinator. You're going to go step by step through this. It's so simple. Step number one, you guys, open your checking account. Step number two, get your business cards ordered. Step number three, book your Power Start. And step number four, make your inventory decision. It's that simple. But it's a decision that you choose to complete the four steps. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that you're one of those, like me, who said, you know what, just tell me what to do and I will do it. So you guys, there you go. Have a fabulous day. Make sure you call your director, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
On your feet, clap your hands. Now we're gonna have our say. Every girl has to say, yeah. Sing out to him, sing. Girls can be anything. Let me give us some good advice. Listen up, girl, now get it right. Take every possibility. Take every opportunity. You know you got it going on. Hey girl, she's a deep, just be who you are.